There was a silence. Perova folded her arms and leaned back into the sofa. Dorvan sighed. He looked as if he wished he'd had a pile of data pads in front of him to arrange.
"Admiral," he said, "we have documentation that you had several conversations with all of the other four members of this conspiracy."
"And there's something wrong with talking to two well-respected senators, a Moff, a fellow member of my cabinet?"
"There is, when you recollect that three of those were mysteriously poisoned, and the end result of said poisoning was that GA security was discredited, and naval security, which you were in charge of, was put into place instead."
Perova felt cold, but did not change her expression.
"I can't believe I'm hearing this. I poisoned Lesserson, Bramson, and Jaxton? Right. Next you'll accuse me of murdering poor old Faust Bramson."
"No," said Dorvan readily. "We know you didn't do that. We suspect Senator Treen did, but unfortunately the autopsy was inconclusive. Another thing that points to a conspiracy." She saw an opening.
"You're just annoyed that Senator Treen decided to back Padnell Ovid instead of you, Dorvan,"
she sneered. He stared at her, then began to chuckle.
"That is perhaps more unbelievable than anything I've mentioned," he said. "You know better than to accuse me of ambition."
And sickly, she did. So did everyone else. Dorvan served not for personal power or to stroke his ego, but because service was needed. It was nauseatingly altruistic, and she disliked him even more.
"Bureaucrat!"
She spat in the same tone of voice she would use for the word Slimo. Dorvan and Asokeji looked at each other. Dorvan addressed the hologram.
"Sir, she seems extraordinarily uncooperative. What would you like us to do?"
Boitu considered, twitching an ear.
"The hour grows late. You two need to return to your homes. We can continue this later. There are other club members anxious to talk to her."
Club? Was Han Solo in on this? Who else?
"As you wish, sir." Dorvan and Asokeji rose. "Admiral, there are beverages and food available. You'll be monitored, and when we next return, we'll review the recordings. Don't worry, there's no holocam in the refresher. The Jedi believe in treating their prisoners civilly."
"I'll be missed,"
she said as they turned to deactivate the force field. She knew her legs would give out if she tried to rise, otherwise she would have charged them.
"Of course you will," said Asokeji. "That's why I'll make sure that everyone knows you are unreachable for a time, as you are following up a lead, which, of course, I can't elaborate on for reasons of galactic security."
They had planned this well. Curse them! She watched them go and thought of delightful revenge. Feeling and control of her limbs returned a few moments after they had gone. She went to use the refresher, and when she came out, she froze. Four humans stood there. Two men and two women. All of them were strikingly attractive. She didn't recognize any of them.
"Are you the new interrogation team?"
she asked wearily.
"No, Admiral,"
said one of them, a tall, handsome man with a square jaw and dark brown eyes.
"We're here to get you out. Senator Suldar sent us. He was worried about you after the whole business with Treen and Bramson, and had us follow you."
Relief flooded her.
"Oh, thank goodness. You heard everything then?"
The man smiled.
"Indeed, we did," he said. "Senator Kamaran Suldar is very grateful for the information, and that you didn't implicate him or indeed confirm anything at all."
Perova smirked.
"Of course I wouldn't. Let's get going. I've got a lot of work to do, and some people we need to get rid of."
"So do we,"
said the man, smiling. He nodded to the others. Before Perova realized what was happening, she heard a snap hiss sound and found herself staring at three red lightsabers.
"You will continue to serve, even with your death. Thank you, Admiral."
And they sprang.